Okay, welcome to my channel. Okay, today we are at a very special place, okay? I want to do a very special Q&A video. Okay, not one, maybe a few, because I got so many questions to answer. So I will try to edit the audio to make sure that it's better, because I'm doing this at a public area. You can see a lot of people walking around, okay? So the first question for today that I'm going to answer, okay, so anyway, if you don't know, right, you can actually go to my Telegram group, search for questions. I actually put a link there. You can actually click the link and ask me question, okay? Then I will do it into a video and answer all your questions. But there's a long queue, there's a long queue. Okay, so the first question, okay, so sorry. As usual, I never read the question before, so this is my first time seeing the question. So I will give you my most truthful opinion. Before I start, can you please like the video? Because it takes a lot of effort to make a video, but it takes you nothing, and it's free to just like and subscribe, okay? Okay, first question, stop from yesterday, that day one. 4 to 5 bather, 99 years condo, new launch at OCR. Say, example, Springleaf by Kakoland versus 99 year landed new launch. If same premium, which one will what more in 5 years? Boah. Hey, how to 4 to 5 bather, 99 years condo, new launch at OCR compare with 99 years landed new launch? Okay, first of all, I don't think you can find a 99 years landed new launch compared to a 99 years condo new launch 4-5 bather, and their location is the same. So I will assume that your landed new launch is either like terrace, okay, definitely not a semi-D, location maybe not so good, okay. So if you ask me, I will go for location number one. So if you say Springleaf by Kakoland, I think this project is not too bad. The location wise is quite okay, so I will go for Springleaf rather than landed. I feel that if you compare like that, and you say that it's the same premium, then definitely I will go for the condo. Because I will say that the condo will have a better location. High chance the condo will have a better location, okay? Next. Couple wanting to get BTO, sales of balance 2026. Any recommendation for location can hot one. Wow. I tell you something. If you want to buy BTO and you want to buy sales of balance, right, please don't think about hot, okay? Because I still... 4-5 years ago when I started doing video, right, I say this thing, I'm still going to continue to say the same thing. If you buy HDB flat, right, please don't think about investment, please don't think about what, think about just to stay, because that is the idea of a HDB flat. If you want to invest, you want to what, go and buy an EC, go and buy a condo, okay? Next, enough with endless, what is this? Oh, this one, this one very weird, this guy. I don't know who is this guy. Right, well, right, a lot, not happy with me, enough of all what, produce what result and factual data to sustain your claim. Anyway, not important, we will skip this thing. You want to write comment, right, you can write comment to other people, okay? I'm not interested in your comment because I know my style. You like me, you like me, you don't like me, you don't like me. I cannot satisfy everybody in the whole wide world, okay? Okay, but I always say, if you watch my video and you feel that you don't take home anything, you don't benefit anything, you're not learning from my video, the same thing I'm going to tell you. Don't watch the video, okay? Don't watch the video. Okay. Sincerely from my heart, really. Just don't watch, okay? Okay, next. I am buying a 30-year-old jumbo at Woodlands at $1 million. Sure lose money or still can make money if sell before it hit 40 years. Okay, I feel that if you are buying a 30-year-old jumbo in Woodlands at $1 million, is it sure lose money? Actually, I will say that jumbo is a little bit like EAEM. I won't say that you will sure lose money, but if you want to make a lot out of it, I don't think so. You say you will lose or don't lose, I feel that this is a 50-50 game. May not lose, okay? Got chance that you may not lose, but you also may not make a lot. So I feel that you are correct. Is it sell before 40 years? Yes, you should. As long as it's younger, I think it's easier to sell. That's the concept. Yeah. So again, I will say that comparing a jumbo at Woodlands to a EAEM is the same. It's the same concept, okay? Just that if you ask me, I feel that Woodlands is not a very hot location. So if you buy a very, very big unit at Woodlands, maybe there is more difficulty selling compared to a EAEM at Bishan, Sin Ming, or other better locations, okay? What do you think of the landed market this year? Anyway, I I just want to share with you all is that I think for the last few years or months, the landed market hasn't been really good lah. So I won't talk so much about the landed market because we have already, if you watch enough of my video, right, if the resale market is already not that good, don't think that the landed market will be good, because landed is a more luxurious product. Landed is even more expensive. So if the resale market is not doing well for the condo, it's very hard for the landed market to continue to do well. You understand? They are correlated. Okay? They are correlated. Is it a risk to buy a 4-bedroom resale EC with first owner sitting on very high profits? Will I lose when I exit in the future? Okay, so I feel that if you want to buy a 4-bedroom resale EC, number one, which year are you buying in? If you are buying very, very late, 10 to 15 or 30, 20 years into the resale EC, then definitely, if you ask me, I will say that there's a higher risk. If you just buy, enter on the 5th year, I think that the condo is still very young, okay? The risk is definitely lower. So, very hard to lose money if you buy a good unit or a good price. So, of course, it still goes back to what's the price that you buy. So, a lot of people always talk about the current owner or the first owner make a lot of profit. I feel that it's not about whether people make a lot of money or not. Okay, is whether the price that you are buying, is it reasonable or not. Not about how much the first owner or the previous owner or the seller is going to earn. Next, with the current market condition and outlook, how do you think HDB policy should be tweaked to better serve those public housing market? Example, BTO income ceiling, EC income ceiling. Do you think HDB should be tweaked? Actually, I feel that people that buy HDB shouldn't buy private property lah. So I think one thing is, if you buy HDB, you should not be able to buy private property. This is what I feel. So I may be wrong. But this is a thought that I feel that should be explored so that to protect the HDB market. Okay? Okay, so I'm gonna stop here, okay, so that we got more videos to do. Because actually if I continue and go on, there's close to another 30 over questions, okay? So that's it for today's video. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I hope you like my background. Okay, I will continue to find better and nicer background along my way and answer your question. So thank you for watching. To those like the guy that leave that comment, please don't watch if you don't learn anything from my video. Thank you and bye bye.